This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kristen Wright. Hamas has presented its latest proposal for a deal with Israel to release hostages and secure a ceasefire. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Tel Aviv, where Israeli leaders are discussing the proposal.
Hamas says it's presented its proposal to Qatar and Egypt. It calls for an exchange of Israeli hostages for Palestinian prisoners, getting more aid to Gaza, and allowing displaced Palestinians to return to their homes. The Israeli War Cabinet and Security Cabinet are discussing the matter today. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said, quote, Hamas is continuing to hold to unrealistic demands. A major stumbling block to a deal remains the nature of the ceasefire. Hamas wants to discuss a permanent ceasefire, while Israel will agree only to a temporary ceasefire for the release of hostages. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
President Biden is hosting Ireland's prime minister at the White House today. Ireland has strongly opposed the war in Gaza and U.S. support for Israel. Migrants in Chicago are facing a deadline. The city is about to start evicting those who've reached a 60-day limit at city shelters. NPR's Jasmine Garz reports.
Tens of thousands of migrants have journeyed to Chicago over the last 2 years. As many as 5,600 people are facing eviction on Saturday. Mayor Brandon Johnson imposed the shelter limits and says there will be exceptions for people with serious health issues and pregnant women. Alderman Andre Vasquez, chair of the city's Committee on Immigrant and Refugee Rights, says Chicago can do better.
So not only is it not the right way to go, when we're thinking about the dignity everybody deserves in this situation, and we're talking about families with children in school, it also isn't being responsible of the taxpayer dollar because it's going to lead to more costs down the line.
He predicts it will lead to increased homelessness. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.
A jury in Michigan has convicted James Crumbly on 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter. Crumbly's son, Ethan, is serving a life sentence for carrying out a deadly shooting at Oxford High School near Detroit in 2021. The attack left 4 students dead. Alex McLennan with member station WDET reports.
The defense argued that James Crumbly couldn't have foreseen his son's actions. The prosecution claimed he could have prevented the act but was grossly negligent by ignoring his son's mental health and buying him the gun used in the shooting.
Count 1, involuntary manslaughter as to Madison Baldwin, guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
The 4-person read guilty on all remaining counts. James Crumbly's wife, Jennifer, was found guilty on identical charges last month. For NPR News, I'm Alex McLennan in Detroit.
This is NPR. Fox News is being sued for wrongful death, fraud, and defamation over the deaths of 2 journalists and the wounding of a 3rd 2 years ago in Ukraine. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, the family of a 24-year-old producer who died claims the network ignored warnings about security concerns.
The lawsuit involves a deadly Russian shelling in the suburbs of Kyiv in March 2022. Veteran videographer Pierre Zakashevsky and producer Sasha Kushnova were killed. Correspondent Ben Hall was badly burned and almost died. The lawsuit alleges that Fox failed to share details of the incident and ignored prior warnings from a local mayor and a security consultant from another news agency. An advisor from its own security consulting firm joined the lawsuit, alleging Fox sought to shift blame onto him. Fox denies these allegations, and it says it mourns the loss of its colleagues. It says their safety is always the number one concern for the network. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Actor Pierce Brosnan has pleaded guilty to hiking in a restricted thermal area of Yellowstone National Park against federal regulations. He has to pay a fine of $500 and make a $1,000 donation to a nonprofit partner of the park. The James Bond star originally pleaded not guilty. The U.S. Military Academy at West Point is changing its mission statement. It's removing the phrase duty, honor, country, the 3 words made famous by General Douglas MacArthur's farewell address to West Point cadets in 1962. West Point says the phrase is still foundational to the Academy's culture and remains its motto. I'm Kristen Wright, NPR News.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands, but because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.